The city and county of Honolulu has signed a multi-million dollar agreement to pay for the operation of its rail project over the first 13 years. The 13-year agreement with Hitachi is worth $918 million, or roughly $69 million per year. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell said the contract covers most, but not all, of the costs to operate the rail line.
It's not everything, but the bulk. So we know what the biggest portion is, but there are additional costs. Just like with our bus system, we'll have people overseeing our rail system, and that is on top of the numbers that we've given you.
Expenses like electricity to run the train, security, and administrative oversight are not included in the $69 million per year. But the contract does require Hitachi to cover maintenance and repairs of the rail system, a problem that has plagued similar systems in Washington, D.C. and New York. Mark Garrity, a former city transportation services director, helped negotiate the Hitachi contract.
They are entirely responsible for maintaining and upkeeping all of the equipment. And at the end of their contract, they have to return that equipment back to us in good working condition.
The first leg of the rail line, from Kapolei to Aloha Stadium, is scheduled to open at the end of the year. Caldwell said he remains hopeful that deadline will be met, but he cautioned that operations won't begin until the project is deemed safe and fully integrated with bus service. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.